So I'm Ed Brennan. I'm president of the Albany Bicycle Coalition. I guess I've been president for maybe a year and a half now. Albany Bicycle Coalition's been around about 18 years, and we're dedicated to more cycling and safer cycling, and also better safety for pedestrians as well in the capital region. We get very involved in CDTC meetings, Capital District Transportation Corporation meetings. We try to make sure we're in attendance of those. Whenever we see that there's road projects going on, we look at those. We try to get in commentary at least on how the project might be made safer for pedestrians and cyclists. We write a lot of articles, and we do have some rides. Another big thing we have is the CapitalNYBikeMap.com, which is an online resource for people who are looking for safe ways to get from A to B inside the capital region. So it includes like all the bike trails, bike lanes, and what we've identified as safer roads that people can use to get around on. It snaps right into Google Maps, so you can put in where you are, where you want to go, and it helps you get that route.
That's awesome. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, CapitalNYBikeMap.com. So have a look at that. It's pretty cool.
I'm sure you guys do plenty of more things, but today we are mainly focusing on this ride that the Albany Bicycle Coalition has coming up called the Ride of Silence.
Right.
Can you tell us what the Ride of Silence is and when it will be taking place here in the Capital Region?
Yeah, well, it takes place, all over many countries on May 18th. It honors cyclists who have been killed in crashes and also those that have been seriously injured in crashes. We honor those victims. We stop there and we talk about, what happened, why this person lost their life here. Part of it too is making sure that we're all as safe as we can when we're out cycling and trying to make it safer for others as well. This particular ride, we're doing something a little bit different. We've been involved with a legislative campaign for the Crash Victims' Rights and Safety Act. It's a series of 8 bills with a statewide coalition of about 100 different organizations that are pushing for 8 bills to get passed on the state level. Things that look at complete streets to make our roads safer, to redesign our roads so that less people lose their lives, whether they're motorists, pedestrians, or cyclists, or people who are handicapped as well. It looks at better education, making sure that people, when they go get their permit, they learn how to handle pedestrians and cyclists. It looks at safe passage for cyclists. Right now, the rule in 35 states plus District of Columbia is that you have to at least give cyclists 3 feet when you're passing them. New York State, because the Department of Transportation is stonewalling it for years and years and years, it can't get through the assembly in the New York State legislature. It routinely gets passed in the Senate and doesn't go anywhere in the assemblies. And then the Crash Victims' Rights and Safety Bill itself looks at victims of crashes and making sure that they can get police reports, which they can't always get because like Town of Colony, whenever we ask for a police report, they say, oh, we can't give that to you because it's pending litigation. Also, so they can have a right to say something maybe at an administrative hearing about whether or not somebody should get their license back or what kind of penalty they should get for whatever incident they were involved in. So there's a number of bills in there, and we're hoping that we can get some motion on those this year. And Central Avenue in Albany, that road, that long straight road that goes between Albany and Schenectady, that's sort of the poster child for why we need complete streets and why we need to address pedestrian cyclist safety in our area. In going through and researching this, I went back through the federal fatality database, and I went through every year, pulled out all of New York stuff, sorted by Albany and Schenectady County, found all the deaths on Central Avenue since 2001. Actually goes up to 2019, but I supplemented that some research through the Times Union, found at least 43 victims, possibly more. We're just waiting to get some updates on whether some later victims have survived, because it's hard to get that information as well sometimes. Just so many pedestrians, especially the 2 cyclists that we've identified, but just so many pedestrians, and it's time after time the same kind of thing. If you're familiar with Central Avenue, it's a road that is really designed to get people from A to B in motor vehicles. They're very long blocks. And now they always say, oh, the guy was jaywalking. He didn't cross at the intersection. The intersections are like a half a mile long. They say, oh, I only got to get over there I'm going to be fine. They do it. And we know behavior of people that they will keep doing it. But the speed hasn't changed, although they've changed some of the signals, made the crosswalks a little brighter, but they really haven't accommodated the behavior of people. If you look at the speed limit, for example, speed limits are designed, they go by the rule of 85. They look at the operating speed of the road, and they will designate a speed limit based on what 85% of the motorists do. So they accommodate the behavior of motorists in determining the speed of the road, but they do nothing to accommodate the behavior of people, even though we've seen so many people die, that speed has not changed. And if you look at somebody getting hit at 40 miles an hour, which is the speed on much of Central Avenue, 85% of the people getting hit at 40 miles an hour are going to die. If you lower that speed limit to 30 miles per hour, it's a lot less. If it's 20 miles per hour, it's like 7% of the people are going to die. So lower speeds will save lives. If we can get out of that mentality where we have to have that 85th percentile, we have to make the speed 40 miles an hour instead of adjusting it for the behavior of the non-motorists that also use the road. So that's one of the things that we're talking about. The other reason is, even if the roads are the same, the drivers are the same, the speeds are the same, vehicles are not the same as they've been over the years. Vehicles have gotten a lot larger. That heavier vehicle is simple physics. You get hit by something more massive at the same speed, it's going to do a lot more damage. And the other problem with the SUVs and especially the newer pickup trucks is the design of the front end of those vehicles. They're a lot higher. So that when people are getting hit by these things, instead of it being a leg injury, instead of the person landing on the hood of the vehicle, a lot of people, when they get hit, they end up underneath the vehicle instead of on the hood of the vehicle. So they're getting run over more too. So,
and we are quickly running out of time, and I just want to squeeze in a couple more questions here.
Sure.
So one, as you noted, the ride of silence doesn't only take place in the capital region, it's all over the world. And I was wondering, could you give us a very brief history of this ride? I mean, if you've never been to a ride of silence, these white ghost bikes that are up around town as installations celebrating and representing and remembering people's lives that were killed on the streets. Could you just tell us a little bit of the history of the ride?
I know there's a ride of silence site where we register our ride, for example, on there, but I don't know the complete history of when it started. And I do know it happens in countries and places all around the world.
Lastly, I just was wondering very, very briefly if you could tell us the details of the ride here in the Capital Region on May 18th. Who will you be celebrating? Where will you be meeting? What time? This sort of information would be great to share with our audience.
Yep. We'll be gathering at 1580 Central Avenue. That's the Pine Grove United Methodist Church on Central Avenue in Colony. We'll be gathering there at 5:30 p.m. We hope to start everything at 5:45 p.m. We're going to have a little prayer service. We're going to have a reading of the names of the victims of traffic violence on Central Avenue. And then we're going to have some discussion about what's wrong with Central Avenue and roads like it, like Route 7, Western Avenue and Gilderland, like Troy Schenectady Road, Route 9 in Latham. All these things have the same kind of problem. Very wide, fast-moving traffic, four-lane roads that people are going to have problems getting across. Don't accommodate very well for pedestrians. People are handicapped and cyclists. 6:45, we're going to actually start the ride. We're going to be visiting three locations. The locations that we're visiting are Jeremy Williams, Roger Sawyer. Jeremy Williams died right by the Northway. He was going west on Central Avenue, so it's right by the South Bend entrance to the Northway where he was hit. Mr. Sawyer was hit over by the Crossgates Commons on Washington Avenue Extension. He was trying to cross over there. Mr. Ricci, he was a gentleman that was killed on Fuller Road in Colony as well. We're not just prejudicing against Colony. It's just that since we're doing that ceremony out in Colony, those are the three locations that are closest to where we're doing the ceremony. We want to make sure we get everybody back before it gets dark at like 8:15. So it'll be about an hour long ride from 6:45 to about 7:45 to 8 p.m. And then people can leave from there. If people want to drive, they can park their cars and take their bikes off at the church. There's adequate parking there.
Ed Brennan, is there anything else you would like to share with us today?
We hope that people will be able to join us and think about pedestrians and cyclists, and also consider supporting the Crash Victims' Rights and Safety Act. Tell your representatives, your assembly people, and your Senate representatives that we need those bills passed.